KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a clear to partly cloudy sky, 75 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high around 91. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. They're your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. Authorities in Montgomery County arrested two people on drug charges early this morning and are searching for a third suspect. According to Red Oak Police, 42-year-old Michael Avery Forrest Cave and 60-year-old Linda Jane Cochran, both of Red Oak, were arrested. Police, assisted by Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies and the Mills County Sheriff's Office K-9 unit, executed search warrants at residences in the 200 block of East Market Street and the 100 block of West Grimes Street. The bust went down around 12:45 a.m. Cave faces charges that include conspiracy to deliver a controlled substance, methamphetamine, possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, unlawful possession of prescription pills, interference with official acts, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Cochran was charged with possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, unlawful possession of prescription pills, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Both were being held in Montgomery County Jail with bonds set at $100,000 for Michael Cave and $1,000 for Linda Cochran. Authorities are also on the lookout for 33-year-old Jacob Allen Cochran. He faces a delivery of controlled substance methamphetamine charge. Anyone with information on Jacob Cochran's location is asked to contact the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office at 712-623-6500 or Montgomery County Crime Stoppers. Residents should not confront the man. Instead, you should immediately contact your local authorities. The union that represents a majority of state workers and 20 Democratic state legislators have filed a lawsuit against Governor Terry Branstad and the director of the Department of Human Services over the closing of state-run mental health institutes in Mount Pleasant and Clarinda. The governor made the decision to close the two institutions and look for other options to provide mental health services. Danny Homan is president of AFSCME Council 61, the union which is suing.
We're filing the lawsuit because the governor of this state violated state law by closing two facilities, which I do not believe he has the ability to close.
The two facilities closed on July 1st as the start of the new budget year, and the governor vetoed a compromise approved by the Iowa legislature that would have kept Mount Pleasant open this year and sought a private entity to run Clarinda. Holman says they hope to see action that will reopen the facilities as soon as possible.
We have asked for an expedited hearing. We would like to get this into the court and heard as soon as possible. And that's probably going to depend on whether or not the governor cooperates or the governor fights this getting into the court.
Governor Branstad's communications director, Jimmy Centers, issued a statement on the lawsuit saying, Mr. Homan's top priority is protecting union jobs, but Governor Branstad's top priority is ensuring Iowa's mental health patients have access to modern mental health care delivered in accredited facilities. More Iowans, he said, have access to quality health care than ever before, including mental health care and substance abuse treatment. Doctors, advocates, and mental health professionals all believe that modern mental health care is best delivered locally, in home, or in community-based settings. Mr. Homan and AFSCME may be resistant to the change that improve Iowans' health and eager to sue on behalf of the members to protect the status quo, but Center says that Governor Branstad will continue putting patients first and working to improve care, increase access, and modernize our state's delivery of services. Holman says there is already evidence that closing the facilities was the wrong thing to do.
There have already been two former clients of the Clarinda Mental Health Institute that, when moved out of that institute, have passed away. One of those families has publicly said that they felt the reason their family member passed on was because he was moved from the Clarinda MHI.
Holman says the lawsuit is not about preserving union jobs.
This is about the citizens, about the people who need mental health services in southwest Iowa and southeast Iowa who now do not have a safety net, do not have the ability to find acute mental health treatment. And it's about the governor violating the law. This law is there for a reason. The governor took an oath to uphold the law, and he has chosen not to do so.
The legislators taking part in the suit include Senator Rich Taylor, Representative Jerry Kearns, Representative Mark Smith, Senator Thomas Courtney, Senator Janet Peterson, Representative Bruce Hunter, Representative Kurt Hansen, Senator Tony Bisignano, Senator Herman Kornbach, Senator Dick Dearden, Representative Art Stade, Representative Akeo Abdul-Samad, Representative Joe Olson, Representative Ruth Ann Gaines, Representative Sharon Steckman, Representative Todd Taylor, Representative Mary Gaskill, also Representative Kirsten Running Marquardt, Representative Timmy Brown Powers, and Representative Dave Jacoby. Well, Governor Branstad says a Democratic effort to hold a special legislative session to override his budget vetoes will not succeed. Democratic leaders in the Senate announced Monday that they were formally reaching out to members to see if they will support a special session. Branstad vetoed several key budget compromises, including nearly $56 million in one-time funding for education. Branstad said Monday that lawmakers will not be able to get the necessary support from two-thirds of members for such a session. He said Republicans would not want to come back for a fight on education funding. Branstad said he was exercising fiscal restraint and the state was making other education investments. He also said that schools will have to look at ways to be more efficient. Governor Branstad says that school administrators who are complaining about the level of state support for the schools should not resort to raising local property taxes, but should make the kind of budget choices that he's made.
We in state government have cut the number of state employees by 1,500 and are using our resources in a more efficient manner.
Branstad said he's not calling for teachers to be laid off, however.
We're just saying that they need to look at ways they can be more efficient and how they can deliver better. And I would also point out the cost of fuel has gone down. So they need to look at everything that helps economize and make that be more efficient in delivering services.
He took final action on the state budget plan earlier this month, approving a roughly 4% increase in state spending overall. Iowa's K through 12 public schools are getting a 1.25% increase in general state aid. Branstad says some schools are also getting $100 million for a teacher leadership plan that will pay some teachers to be more mentors, and give schools money to hire more teachers in targeted areas.
It's not like the old days, you just throw money at it. And that didn't get us the results we wanted. Now we're trying to specifically target our resources.
The state's education community has been complaining about Branstad's early July veto of nearly $56 million in additional state support that legislators had approved for schools. Lawmakers specified the extra money was to be used for one-time expenses, and many school administrators say they had planned to buy textbooks next, but Branstad says that would have been a misuse of any bonus money.
Textbooks and materials have to be purchased every year, so they're an ongoing expense. And what I don't want schools to do is to make commitments based on a false promise that's not going to be sustained.
Branstad warns the state may be heading into a recession due to substantial losses in farm income and state tax revenues may fall. He says that economic reality is the main reason he voted to the extra $56 million to schools. Republicans and a Democratic lawmaker say the budget plan they sent Branstad was already pared down below the state spending level that Branstad had recommended. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.